Then man shall live by bread alone, but live by that word now. Amen. Amen. Quickly. I don't want to waste time here. Amen. Praise God. 12 is worship. Praise God. All hands up on 12. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Lord spoke unto Moses saying, Leviticus 22 and 11, when you speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come to the land which I give unto the place, the position I have given you, then speak to the children of Israel that you get to a certain place. I promise I'll take you. When you get there, he said, no, that was the natural type and the spiritual. You shall reap the harvest. Therefore you shall bring a sheaf of your first fruits to your harvest unto the priest. And you shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. Amen. And you see, God, if you really understand the Bible, God is working for knowledge. Yeah. And God sees what he went down the road in order so the people be taught it correctly, not to miss it when it's coming, when it's actually happening, for them to understand it and get right in the step of it. Yeah. What God does, he foreshows it the way it is going to be. Yeah. And the thing which he foreshows it in, the people in catching the understanding could be correctly placed. For the actual thing that is for sure itself is really happening. You get that? So God gives these people, you know, the way of life. He carried them into a land where they go planting wheat. That's when Jesus come, he tell all them parables about wheat and the wheat, the source of the wheat. And then he said, he's going to plant a grain of wheat. What comes into a blade first? That's why the Bible speaks about harvest time. Why? You see, the whole way of life there, in it, was locked up the mystery of God. Yeah. So God is not going to write nothing in the Bible. If he wanted, he could keep giving inspiration and let them see it. Yeah. But because of his purpose that he had, he wanted to just emphasize certain parts at certain times. Yeah. So he spoke certain things and had it to be written. Yeah. So when it's happening, We'll know exactly where to speak when the Bible speaks and be silent when the Bible is silent. Yeah. We know how far to go with one thought and where to stop with it. Yeah. So we wouldn't get our picture mixed up. Yeah. We'll know the real purpose, why God is doing that thing the way he's doing it. Yeah. Yeah. So notice something. So in one place, he talked about the source sowing the seed. And then he talked about another parable. But another man come and sowing tears also in the field. And then in one place, he speaks of the wheat alone and about no tears. Amen. Amen. Like here, for instance, when they get the harvest, take it and wave it. Because it's something specific he's speaking about there. Amen. On the other hand, now, he speaks about two kinds of seed in one field. Like something else. Amen. So if you didn't put a written word, then you're going to mix up everything once you hear wheat. Yeah. All right. But the particular thing that he was showing the people here, you see the children of Israel, when God gave Abraham the promise of redemption, all the promises were given to Abraham. And in type, God is going to unfold his mystery of redemption. So they were alive for the people. In other words, he took them out of bondage. He had them to go into bondage. Amen. Then he was going to bring them through three stages, through the wilderness, the Red Sea, over into the land, for a purpose to show how he will bring his church in the last days. Amen. You see, he was working that way so his purpose that he had in his heart could unfold. Because God don't just want to do something and leave him mystified when the very expression that he's expressing is to get you to know him, appreciate him, and love him of your own self. That you'll be able to relate to him. He didn't just want to make like a robot and say, relate to me, and whine and program, you know. That's why he gives you a free choice. Yeah. But he keeps revealing himself to you through his works. Yeah. That you can keep seeing him and love him and know him and appreciate him. Yeah. You see? And then your worship for him can be spontaneous. Yeah. And then when you look around, you see nothing else can compare with that. It's your highest thoughts. You see what is his own objective, his own desire for you as his offspring. You all have children, you love your children, and then you don't just want to bring up your children that they fear you, and when they see you, you tell them do this, do that, they run and they do it. You want that when they speak to your child, say, honey, go and do something for daddy. He run and do it with a joy. You don't even hear daddy want it done. You gotta beat him and drive him to do it. then it shows you are a failure as a parent to begin with.
Yeah.
You get mixed up somewhere along the line because it's the methods you're using, something is wrong. That is why when the promise was given, it's given by grace first and not law.
Yeah.
But if people are not understanding as a relationship God wants to establish, they thought it's a kind of commander business. So they want something to be that to do. See? God had to beat them to do it. They didn't do it to get licks. That's what they wanted. So the law couldn't save nobody. It only punished them. It never produced a thing. But grace produced a thing and showing what God really had in his heart. That is why if these mainstreams are not correctly understood, people can take a message and do what they want with it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
With their own human spirit.
Yeah.
Try to bully people and all kind of bull rag them and fight them and make it look like God. But God's person, his purpose, his objective, his nature, his being must be expressed in what he's doing.
Yeah.
You see? That way, see, it's a waste of time. See, it may look better than another false thing, but when it confronts truth, truth will expose it.
Yeah.
You won't get the wrong truth.
Yeah.
You see, people feel they alone have truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, now watch. So then you find out when that time comes, the people here in the Bible, God gives them the harvest, and he gives them these things for a purpose. So every time they plant the wheat and the first one come ripe, that's the first one from the dead now, because the grain of corn, when it's falling on, it should die.
Amen.
It couldn't reproduce itself. That's why Jesus said, except a corn falling on and die, it abide alone.
Amen.
So it had to die. But when it died, he never told them, go in your field in March after you plant your corn and bring that away with it. No. Because in March, all have a blade. In April and May, you might have a tassel. See, it's coming up. In June, you might have a shock. But in July, there is a grain form again, just like the one that went on the ground. So God told him, in your harvest, in July, in other words, because that's the month of the harvest, go in the air. And when you go in there, you will see the same thing you had in the ground come back up. He said, write that. Bring it to the priest. And then the priest waved it, because the priest waving that was for a memorial.
Yeah.
That God showing that the man who died is going to come back up one of these days in his very same image.
Yeah.
And the man who died, the first man who died, wasn't just an ordinary man. It was a man that God made in his own image and his own likeness, and God gave that man dominion over the earth. You see? So then, when they went to the land, God divided the land to, and he gave each man a portion, and he gave them certain laws whereby that land can be lost. God was God through Joshua telling them, this is your portion, that is your portion.
Yeah.
Because God through Jacob said where they would be.
Yeah.
And God did it that way because he wanted to show them the earth that is found will never be lost for man.
Yeah.
The devil could never take it.
Yeah.
It's going to come back in the hands of a son of God one day. So by the continual life from generation to generation, if they understood the purposes why this was given to them, it was to keep them in remembrance, to keep giving them hope, to keep them on the expectation that one day the appointed time will be identified. Because it could only stay in bondage for so long a time. After 50 days, it'll come back. 7 Sabbaths. So when God come at the end to give the mystery, he couldn't give them 9 church ages or 4 church ages. He had to give them 7 church ages. At the end, had to have a jubilee with a mighty angel coming out with the open book to give them back what is theirs. And God had to put up in Revelation 10, and he had to identify the seventh angel with that, because that is the restoration, that is the redemption, that is the time when everything is coming back to its original. Amen. So then if you've been understanding them, so here Israel, these people had this thing, the way of a sheaf. But that sheaf now, the first man, was representing Adam. And the next one represented Jesus.
Yeah.
The grain of corn they had in the plant, that represented Adam, you know.
Yeah.
And the one that they went and picked out the carry for the priest represented Jesus.
Yeah.
But they never knew that.
Yeah.
Because why? They do it as a tradition,
yeah,
as a commandment.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
But God never put the feast of the first fruits after the feast of Pentecost, you know. He put the feast of the first fruits before Pentecost.
Yeah.
Because Pentecost is the church, and the first was the head.
Amen.
Amen. The body had to follow the head. The body can't come before the head. The head has come first.
Amen.
Adam was made first, then he.
Amen.
Christ came first, then his church.
Amen.
You see? So what? So here in this hour, if we recognize the continuity of the work, of the mystery, of the plan of God, how it unfolded down, then the people who the Holy Spirit was dealing with in every age, who understood the promise, who understood the purpose that Jesus died for, who understood the teaching that Paul taught, that Christ is the first fruits, and afterwards they that are Christ at his coming. Then they was looking for the identification of the others maturing. And when that is identified to them, what the joy they have is that. Hallelujah! What did Jordy Harvey start? It is the very hope that the rest would come like that. And if God, if it was God's plan, and God didn't want it to be missed, then God knowing, I'm going to do this, so it meant this. And maybe the mind was bogged down with some of the denominationalism, they forgot what the original plan was. So I'll vindicate this in such a way, I'll run the world 7 times, I'll do something supernatural that I've never seen so much things done in one man in one time, and it'll be so correctly and scripturally identified that the elected seed in that age would understand what is happening and why I am doing it this way. You understand that? Because God let it go like that. He that died, and then say, good evangelist. Went off at the end. Well, today I had a prophet. Then I talk all that kind of nonsense. But then, when we realize that for the last days, it had to have a sign when the harvest time. Because the harvest time is identified first, then the gathering. Because he said, go into the harvest now and gather the wheat. You don't have wheat until the harvest time. And how are you going to know we're in the harvest time? How are you going to know that is wheat? What are you going to prove that is wheat? You see why God also had to have a record in the Bible of the ministry of Jesus Christ to show what the wheat is like. You get that? If the ministry of Jesus Christ was not written in the Bible, then upon what you're going to base the wheat? Because denomination to God, peace to God, peace to God, peace to God, peace. They never gathered up all together and show the real thing, you know. They take out peace, and the Baptists take out peace and make a Baptist lodge. Pentecostal got peace, make a Pentecostal lodge. Methodist got peace, make a Methodist lodge. Jehovah's got peace, make a Jehovah's lodge. And they leave all the rest just loose end. But here comes the same person that Jesus gathered up all the world into himself and reveal the Son of Man again. Hallelujah! And so forth is the Word himself, the very same person, identifying himself by the same Word he identified himself back in the past. Amen. Then the ones who the Holy Spirit is dealing with, they catches that understanding and they sees the objective that God is projecting onto them. They see why the emphasis is being put in a certain place. And they see that that is what they have to get in step with. That is what must strike them. Because they see what action it's going to put them into. You getting that? Oh, my God, mighty good. Amen. Now watch. So here it was that they should do that. And the people didn't know. So when Jesus rose from the dead now, he was the first fruit of them that slept. The first man ever went down come like that.
Yeah.
And he told them to be given. He identified himself as the corn of wheat.
Yeah.
As the first fruit. Because Jesus reading the same Leviticus we read.
Yeah.
Is he is the one telling Moses do that?
Yeah.
Because why? The Bible is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So he knew what that represented.
Yeah.
So when he came, he know what he have to do.
Yeah.
He know he must behave.
Yeah.
See, and then what the church come afterwards. Now God laid out that order of the resurrection and these things exactly there for a purpose.
Yeah.
And then the time would come when the people or the reapers go into the field now and reap. See, the first for the priest won't take it.
Yeah.
See? But the reapers, in the end of the great harvest time now, all the reapers in the field, and they're cutting the sheaves, and they're binding the sheaves, and they're binding the sheaves, and they're cutting the sheaves, and they're gathering the sheaves together. That's the part where we know.
Amen.
See? Yeah, many of us know here. Amen. See, the great gathering time of the wheat being gathered in the garner. Because why? In the harvest time, you could tell the difference between the wheat and the tares. Because everything come back to seed. Amen. Now, for the next few minutes, when we're closing, I want to dig a little further into the waving of the sheaf and the resurrection so we can see then if the people was waiting now to see the next crop coming up being matured like the first one.
Yeah.
Because they too must come back in the image. Jesus just couldn't just come back in Adam image and that is it. Where's the Eve part?
Yeah.
Eve fell. And she was born of his bone and flesh.
Yeah.
So there have to be a people come back. Standing there, that when they stand next to Adam, you can see his Adam reflection.
Yeah.
So now there are people standing here, when they stand next to Jesus Christ, you can know that is the real church. Because Eve wasn't made from more dirt. God took part of Adam to make Eve. And Adam represented Christ, and Christ is the Word. So God didn't take a denomination. He takes the Word to make the bride. Amen. Now notice. Just I'll come on this before we finish. Now the first masterpiece, Adam, I will start to as the whole world. Because God had a told us. Tells that God had a purpose in it. God had a main objective. Isn't that a mistake? God make Adam and Eve together and then couldn't find material afterwards, so he went to Adam. No. That's the way he did it, because he wanted to make sure his purpose that was foreshadowing would not be missed when the time comes. If a man says call of God, he can't go make a denomination. Because if you look back at the blueprint, if you look back at God's original perfect will, if you look back at what God is meditating when nobody else existed, what he had in his heart to do, after he made the angels now, spirit being, he wanted to drop down now, so he said, let us make man now, we're going to make him in our image. Our likeness, and we're going to give him dominion over the earth. Then the angels, you see, God didn't tell the angels that part.
No,
that's why angels and prophets down to the ages representing the heavenly.
Yeah.
Desire to look into these things.
Yeah.
But the time was not to be.
Yeah.
But Paul was taking the third heaven. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then he began to get
a revelation that the bride is part of the mystery. I think at the end of it, Jesus Christ alone, it had to come a bride. Amen. Because he didn't get a revelation that the bride is in the bridegroom unexpressed. You see, God didn't make no mistake. God perfectly intended to make the two in one person. So Eve was unexpressed in Adam as material. But she wasn't formed in the image yet. Amen. Just captain as Sarah and Esther and Ruth and just captain and Adam. You see, that was the feminine spirit. And Adam had both masculine, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and David and amen. That's the masculine spirit. But then Esther and Sarah and Rebecca and Ruth was the feminine spirit. In the world right there. And this world is the written form of the masterpiece. So Adam stood there and all the written word was in Adam. From Abel to John showed what was in Adam. From Abel to John was the material God began to build back. Until he come back to Jesus Christ. Until he bring his masterpiece. Is that correct? Now what's something? Is that just staying that way for a purpose? No, and the both of the Old Testament and New Testament was in Adam. Adam was the image of God. And God is the Word. So Adam was in the Word image. God built Adam word upon word, mystery upon mystery. Isn't God, now you see, the Bible is written in a condensed form. When God said, let there be Adam, right? Let's make man our image and create him as the spoken word. All that spoken word was all those seven mysteries. Thundering out Adam falling. Amen. That's what it was. That's why Adam would bring forth sons and all his sons, the seed of Abraham, who bypassed the word image that come out of sex, like Daniel and Shadrach and Abraham and all them, they would have come in the originally the right way they're supposed to come. They would have come by the word because all of them was part of Adam. That's why all of them was part of Jesus Christ. It was Jesus in all of them. You see, and Eve now, you see, Eve was in Adam, but her name was Eve. God called their name Adam. He was Lady Adam, he was Lord Adam. He was Queen Adam, he was King Adam. That's what it was. Amen. Now if you read the Bible, after she was seduced, after she fell, after she was mad, then she actually got that name Eve. He said, because Adam never called her first. He called her after she was seduced by the serpent. Yeah. Amen. He said, was she by the serpent? Yes. 2 Corinthians 11. Paul said, I fear lest you get beguiled, which means seduced, as Eve was by the serpent. Yeah. Amen. See, now what? So, before the fall, Eve was not in time. They were in eternity, in the eternal church age, in the Ephesians. Amen. And she was born of the blood of his flesh. Amen. Then, after God, Adam fell, he fell, God began to build out the masterpiece, and God took the patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, the foundation, and then took from Moses right up to the prophet, to John, for the body. Amen. Then the head himself came. So all of that was what it took to build by Adam. So then you could really see the material Adam reflected to begin with. Amen. So God built word upon word, mystery upon mystery. And then when God began to build out his masterpiece, then the word himself, Jesus Christ, took the written word and identified himself in itself. Amen. In other words, Adam himself was the masterpiece. Adam is all that word. Adam would have identified himself in the same word because he's the same masterpiece. But the masculine spirit was reflected to the functional, and the feminine spirit was in the bride. Because in Christ was going to have a bride also. And when that bride is built on to seven church ages, then as she stand in the last is completely built, then she has to have the feminine spirit in her. To be in, so otherwise she want to rule Christ. It's a host that rule Christ, where she will obey her husband's word. So she'll get creeds and dogmas and traditions. But the husband say, live by this word alone, don't add or take away. And she can't be in subjection to that. So she wants to do her own thing. Amen. That, why did Christ put over the churches today? Because they've all been sung with seed of some man, some theologian idea, some Catholic dogma, something or the other. They all have it. And in this season especially, it's very visible. Because you know that Jesus isn't born in December. You know that. So wise shepherds watch their flock by night. Up in the hills of Judea. Right now, I have 20 foot of snow up here. Keep doing snow. Amen. Now what? You see? Now what's something? You see? And then. Look, they all have the wise men, all the names and all these things. Put three wise men. The Bible says the wise men came 2 years after. And saw a child in a home. That's what the Bible says. That's why Herod killed from 2 years down, hoping to catch the child. See? See? Amen. Now, just showing you how seed, the woman believe in all these things. Take another man's word, another husband's word. Amen. Now what? So notice. So here, when the time comes, we see God now was going to show forth his real bride. His real bride, and she's going to stand in the last days, and she'll be able to pick up all the, as Jesus picked up the law and the Psalms and the prophets, Moses, he took Moses and showed himself to Moses. He took Abraham and showed himself to Abraham. He took Isaac and showed himself to Isaac. He took all of them and showed himself inside of them. Then the bride at the end, who have the feminine spirit, will pick up all the brides. And show herself that she is the building that was built with that material. She was the one that represented. Did you believe Solomon was a type of Jesus? You believe Jonah was a type of Jesus? Moses was a type of Jesus? Joseph was a type of Jesus? All right. Well then, Sarah is a type of the bride. Ruth is a type of the bride. Esther is a type of the bride. Amen. Now what? We close okay. Amen. So let me start this here. So then the real bride will have to be all the world. You have to come back in the word image. You have to stand there. And that is what we're supposed to be looking for. And when you see it taking place, when you see the identifying, you know it is finished.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Because the grain cannot become ripe except all the life get in the grain. Now the life has been in stock for one season. The same life will be in the top of another season because it is the life that is growing that is producing the corn. You plant a grain of corn, the first thing that comes will be a grain of corn. No, it will be a stock to leave. Then it produces a tassel, then it produces a shock, Right? And it comes back to the only time it comes back closer to look at the original grain. Now what's something? So we find them that in the last days, what we are looking for, that there can be no life remain in a Methodist church. Because the Methodist represents the star. That's the first reformation in Martin Luther, in Luther, in, no like I mean Luther, because Luther was the first reformation after the church died in the Dark Ages, when they killed 68 million Christians. And like all the churches wiped out almost. Up come a man, Martin, to protest the whole Catholic system. They call him a heretic, but that was God's messenger. That was the truth. He had a revival. Because that's the life coming back up. But today, you walk in the Lutheran church, it's dead. There's nothing here. It's cold and dead. Because I long say, where's the after? The life is the Wesley. The life is in the Pentecostals. But then the harvest time, the life can't be in there. The life has to be in the elected seed and have no more stages, so it can be organized. It is gathered up in the believer. So there will be men and women walking the face of the earth at the end of the Pentecostal age who will resemble the original thing back in the Garden of Eden. And if that is correct, then look when the Pentecostal revival started and see one generation after 1946, here comes a man. He was so strange among all the Pentecostals. And he started simply in the ministry, they posted him, come along and further. Until he comes to a place that speaks truth in the existence. Speak a dead fish back to life, then all the angels pull out. Amen. Speak salvation for two boys and the Holy Spirit and back them right away like that. Speak a blizzard and stand back where it comes from. Speak a two man inside a great food out of existence, being 2,000 miles away. When did it happen? At the end of the Pentecostal age, show him that it is following Napier. And if that is so, then it has to come forth in another people also. Has to come forth also. So Jesus is the first fruit. We found that he's the first to do a slip. Because he's the first one up from the dead that resembles Adam. All the way slip. All the way slip right through. But here's one. Went down, come back up. So prove there was Adam reproduced. The first seed that fell, that died, look at the first one that come back alive. The first one that conquer death. And stand back there with eternal life again, just like he was before the beginning. Amen? So I think it's our Christ ministry of God is here. Page 24. You know, he's the head, he's the first fruit of the resurrection. We are taking Isaiah the other day, page 14:16. So let's drop him right here now. He's the first fruit of the resurrection, is that right? What? Then what is he? He's the head of the body, which is his church. Then the bride body must follow the head, for it's a part of his resurrection and part of the mystery. Because Jesus didn't, God who was in Jesus didn't die in him. They can kill him because he's the eternal spirit. That's why he became man, became flesh to take death. They can kill the flesh. If the same spirit that dwells in you, the raised of Jesus Christ is dead on you, shall quicken your mortal body. Because the spirit was in that body, quicken back that body back to life. So the spirit came back into the dead body that was in the grave, but the body was still up. The mystery was, where is the body? Mary came, what have you done with my Lord? Where is that body? Where is that church? It's shut up. Man couldn't see it. So they went in the former organization of Lutheran organization, the former Methodist, the former Pentecostal organization, they formed different organizations. But where is that same body? I will know it because there will be marks to identify it. And the life that was in it will have certain characteristics to prove the same life in the same body. there's a seal that sealed up that body. And that seal had to be broken so that the body that was sealed up could be back in plain view, and it would not come forth on Friday. It wouldn't come forth on the Saturday. It would come forth on the Sunday. And the Sunday is the eighth day, or back to the first day again. And the seventh church age was the Pentecostal. The Laodicea church. And that body is there, so that's not the body. Amen. Because on this Sunday, the living body will be moving around, fully quickened by resurrected power. Though he did things that he did before the resurrection. Amen. See, you need to get the heart in these things. Then watch him also. His body also is identified as the body. But Thomas came. And he said, Lord, let me put my hands and make sure it's the same body. I've seen the life, let me see the body now. So the life was back in the body with the very same person. So he realized he was not in the tomb sealed up no more. Then what am I doing in an organization if that living body is moving around here? When they came looking for a dead body, the angel said, why seek you the living among the dead? He said, inside of here, only have dead bodies in these tombs. But there's a living, moving, resurrected body quickened on the outside. Because look, the seal is broken. Look, the tomb is open. It's empty. The stone been rolled away. And Christ is alive in our hearts. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, what was the mystery? That the cold, stiff, dead body would be back here again. Because his body was identified with him in the resurrection. Amen. And after he came up, sleeping saints, whom the life was in while it promised to come back to head, came up. Hallelujah. You see, from Abel, down to that time, the last one there, the last elected one, the life will pass all through them before it came out in Christ the head, the next quarter week. And from Paul and their day, till this time, the life that passed through and pick up all the elected seed, they're going to come up after the body is identified with the head in the resurrection. And here, that is why the sign of his life being identified back in his body, you know the rapture is at hand. Hallelujah! When you see he being unveiled, being proven by the word, by the scriptures, by the message, in the hour, by the people, at the time when his promise will happen, amen, then you know it is at hand. That is the only thing left is a quick, short message to preach to the Lord, start the rapture in faith, and then the sleeping saints have to come up. And here we see it being unveiled. Hallelujah! The must follow the head in the resurrection. And we have seen God specifically put that promise when you see the Son of Man be revealed. When is your headship identified, he specifically put that not in the ages of the Son of God, but at the end of the ages of the Son of Man, in a conjunction of half an hour is fixed. And when that same ministry turned back, you know, look for the body to fall on the head. You have to be identified in that resurrection. it will be the bride coming out of organizations, being quickened to recognize the promise, what part of the word they are, quickly stepping in place, take up their position, anoint their promise, and see God vindicated in their lives, see the written epistle become a manifested epistle. Amen. Amen. He is part of the mystery of Adam. Then God put Adam to sleep and wake him back up. He had a body with him. Is that correct? You see, Adam went to sleep, there was the death that Christ represented the cross. And when Adam came up here, here was a body with him. Of his own, born in his own flesh. Hallelujah! So in that corner with his back here, identified, there must be a body standing here. And she will be every part of him. This bride shall be nothing less than all seven spirits formed back in the very same image. She can be nothing less. Amen. So she's part of the mystery because she was the female part of the lock up in the male part. She was the female part that Adam and fall into. Hallelujah. Adam stood there as the headship, but he hadn't fallen into something else. Hallelujah. Where did she come from? The hands of Jehovah. God himself. Hallelujah. Took hold of Adam. He know what part of the earth. He didn't misplace. He didn't mislocate. He didn't misinterpret. He took out his feet part first, then the thighs part, then the chest part, and the mouth part, and the eyes part, then the head part itself. So he's going the very same bride come back. And she know where she came from. Hallelujah. She knows where she came from. I can imagine Eve looking at Adam, and right away, you can see a submission jump upon her. A reverence upon her, and she said, my Lord, hallelujah, glory to God in the highest, amen, hallelujah. You can imagine when this bride gained a revelation, part of your life came out of Esther, part came out of Ruth, part came out of Sarah, you come out of Christ himself, you come out of the Bible, you come out of the Word, you come out of God itself, you see your name represented in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know you can be submissive to the Word, because it came from the Word, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, spirit of his spirit, virtue of his virtue, you came from him, you are him expressed, hallelujah. You ain't obeying him no more because of commandment. You know you came out of him to obey him. To be submissive to him. For him to govern you and lead you. You don't want your own thinking. You don't want your own ideas. Your own is a beat unto me, O Lord, according to thy word. Hallelujah. Beat unto me according to thy word. Hallelujah. Amen. You tell me there's a masterpiece ready. I know that there's a masterpiece ready. There's a people with a revelation who will not accept no nonsense. It's dead gun battle spread. No man person inside it is prisoners to the Lord Jesus Christ. That he can have the preeminences. That he can get the glory. His name to be glorified in us. He can fulfill the work of Satan's power. Amen. Hallelujah. She's part of the ministry. I hope you see why Revelation 10 and 11 have been injected here. Why the scripture couldn't end in Revelation 10 and 7 and go to the Jews. Woo! Amen. Why didn't stop there and start Moses and Elijah? No. Because that Luke 17 has the headship. There must come a body to prove the redemption. There must come a church in the last day. Hallelujah. We have to be here. Oh, I know the Holy Spirit is putting that in your heart this morning. It's your own self I'm talking about. You who are predestined to stand in this hour. Hallelujah. It's the love of God showing you. You came from God. You came from this world. And your life goes right back and identifies where it came from. Hallelujah! Can't you see two pieces matching this morning? Can't you see that Martin, if it's turned the right way, if his hand designed your life, your predestined life, you try to create this way, you try to go that way, but he shaped it that way so he can blend in the word to give you faith for your promise. Hallelujah! To give you faith for your promise. That's what God is interested in. Not to put fear in your heart. Take care. Take doctor. Take making up. Put faith inside of you so you can believe all the way to the promise. Because love, work, and faith, and the proof of God loves the election. Show you, he chose you in Christ before the foundation of predestined you to adoption. Hallelujah. Could you all stand to our feet? Amen. Hallelujah. The body must follow the head. It should follow the head this morning. It should be identified with the head in the resurrection. It should show you she's part of the mystery. She identified herself with the feminine spirit, showing the material she's made with. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What a Christmas. What a resurrection. What a death. What a birth. Hallelujah. He's the all in all this morning. To know it, pass from death unto life. You are part of God's great mystery.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my God, we praise you this morning, Father. We bless your name today. How great thou art, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name today, Father. To know that there is a masterpiece. There is an unfailing taking place. There is a real bride upon the face of the earth today, showing for herself. Hallelujah, she had made herself ready. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God in the heights. Hallelujah. Receive it today. Believe it in all your heart. Oh, mix that word with faith. Take the meal and the oil and rub it in together. Hallelujah. Make a meal offering unto him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seven sealed and veiled. Now stand the bright part, marching ahead. Head part, the whole body's here. What's going to happen? They're going to start up a power and be going to draw the sleeping saints up, be going to bring them to God. They must follow also. Gift, right?
transfiguration. Great love stories is Bible. Yeah. Amen. Between your creator and you. Yeah. Oh my. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Let us close our eyes. Hallelujah. Glory and praise be unto me. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for divine revelation in our hearts. We thank you for the quickening spirit making the word alive in our hearts today. We thank you to know our faith has been increased, Father. Oh God, we thank you for the power of deliverance that is in this building right now. Oh God, working, Lord, looking to find the hearts of men and women that you can break that chains of sin that might be holding them in captivity, oh God, that they might leave transformed, knowing that they are being the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. We thank you today for the great outpouring of your spirit, of your word into our hearts. Oh God, hallelujah. How great and glorious it is, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name forever. Glory to your name. Heavenly Father, I just pray. Oh God, we feel the presence so rich in our hearts. All over this place, we feel this pulsation of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, making clear to us the hour we're living in. Why you identify the message the way you did. Why, oh God, you prove, Lord God, the Son of Man was being revealed. You put at the end of the church age in a little conjunction where we see the resurrection, the headship being identified. And then show the body must come forth, Father. Why I put Revelation 11 beating the Gentile prophets and Jewish prophets? Because it's part of the mystery. All these things, dear God, and knowing, dear Father, here you are, your unfailing presence coming back onto us, making plain these things, walking it in our hearts, dear Lord. Lord God, lifting our expectation to such a realm that, Lord God, we could go into action and see these things come to pass. I pray for everyone that's gathered here in your divine presence at this time. May, dear God, when they leave this place, this revelation never leave their hearts. But, oh God, may become spirit and life in them, oh God. That, Lord, they could surrender themselves, become a prisoner to thy word, oh God. That you can have that prayer and answer in them, Father. What greater privilege we have to know the divine nature of Almighty God is inside of us. And, Lord God, you just want that to be projected out not old carnal that come of my sex, Father, but that nature of God, Zoe, eternal life, all of you are, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, this corrupted flesh, knowing that that is what it will take to transform this corruptible flesh back into the incorruptible, oh God. So, Lord, we know this carnal nature cannot change this corruptible flesh, but your divine nature, oh God, is transformed. Could change back this corruption into incorruption. Could change this mortal into immortality. So, God, we want that this morning, Father, more and more. So may the Holy Spirit water, Lord God, that seed in every heart and make country be transformed until in every individual life that word image is standing there, veil behind a badger skin. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. We thank you for your service today. And Lord, a wonderful time that we have shared together. Now we pray, dear God, your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We'll go with the people. Lord, you will take them to the homes, and you will bless them and strengthen them, and you will be with them in their love feast, and you will watch over them, Father. And Lord, maybe the center of attraction in their lives. Lord, the principal team in their lives, in the conversation, in everything they will do. And Lord, the strangers that was here amongst us, I pray, dear God, that Lord, something was said in some way to make you real to them, Father. And Lord, to show them the need in their lives to live for you. And to show them the hour, the time that we are living in. Oh God, help them to create a hunger and a thirst in their hearts. Do it, cry for more of thee. Grant it, Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. God, to your honor and glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We just praise him and thank him this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's push him a little bit. You may have a seat. I'll be made in his presence. You might have to go right now. Well, we dismiss here officially to leave. But we just want to remain back. We just want to continue his presence. Let us sing, what a mighty God we serve. Let us sing and praise the Lord. I believe it's real to us. Becoming more and more real. It's becoming spirit and life. We've been born with the chains of it. Amen. That Jesus Christ be manifested without a flaw. One more time. What a mighty God. Do you believe he's almighty? What a mighty God. One that can transform us back in his image. Bring it back without once upon a one flesh. Let us sing.
I didn't stop before Zambia.